This time on Culture File, we're back riding shotgun with Stuart Bailey on a cruise around the East Belfast that he and Van Morrison share as their childhood home. And this time we visit the house on Hindford Street where Van Morrison lived with his bagpipe-playing mother and his record-collecting father, before spinning around the corner to perhaps the most resonant and enigmatic space of Van Morrison's Belfast, Cypress Avenue.
We're now coming to a place called Sandy Row. And Sandy Row is, as you can see from the murals, is a sort of a Protestant loyalist enclave. And it also disgorges the train line. We're on actually over the train line now, which was the old Belfast train station. And if you listen to a song called Madam George on the Astral Weeks album, there's a line in it about getting the train from Dublin up to Sandy Row. So this is where people used to disembark, and that song, Madam George, is very much a song about the leavings and the movements and the sort of 60s tribe all starting to get a little bit more mobile as they got more curious about the world. Well, once the Troubles started, you know, the Astral Weeks album came, was recorded in 68, released in 69, and it was the end of the innocence, you know, so there was a kind of curiosity between Belfast and Dublin, and the idea that you could hop on the bus and have this magical excursion. So you know, that album is just that little vision of Eden before the Troubles started, and there's like no record ever recorded before or since. Had Billy Bragg here one day, which was quite exciting. Yeah, people get overexcited and try and climb into the yard and the little front area and stuff. But
so tell us where we are.
Well, we're on Hindford Street. We're outside 125 Hindford Street, which is where Van Morrison grew up. And it's a two-up, two-down terraced house. Nothing fancy about it at all. He lived here with his father, George, who was an electrician in the shipyard, and his mother, Violet, who worked in a mill. She was a drawer in a mill. I'm not quite sure what a drawer does, but that was her occupation. And they had a sheepdog called Maxie, and that was the family unit. The father was an obsessive collector of American folk blues, you know, probably before it even had those terminologies, really. But he used to listen to Mahalia Jackson and Lead Belly and the Carter family and Hank Williams and all of that stuff. So Van got this incredible schooling in American vernacular popular music.
It's such a small house. I mean, it almost looks like a one-up, one-down. When you put a lot of old 78s in there, you're not going to have much room for that family unit.
No, I think music obviously, like physically, must have taken up a huge part of what they were about. And the mother apparently practiced bagpipes occasionally on the landing. The song on Hindford Street as well, he talks about what it was like to be like here on a Sunday. So all week is frenetic activity. You've got the mills, you've got the shipyards, you've got heavy industry. And then on a Sunday, it is religious observance and nothing happens. You know the people talk about the swings were chained up. You weren't even allowed to go to a playground. And everyone sat there. One of the keynotes of that song on Hindford Street is quietness. You know, that idea of on a Sunday you meditated, you thought about the world and where you fitted in. And also the ambience of a Sunday. He talks about the Sunday six bells from St. Donard's Church. And literally you can still hear them at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. They carry right across East Belfast from the belfry.
How old was he when he left here?
Well, essentially them hit the road or became they featured in the UK charts in 1965 with Baby Please Don't Go. And essentially that was him out in the world after that. So he was 1920 when he was kind of a journeyman and essentially has continued moving ever since.
I suppose, like a lot of the places we'll see today, in a way, he never left.
Well, you can't take the East Belfast out of the boy, really. You know, it was a singular education. And he had the sense of poetry then to deal with that in an incredible manner. We're taking a right now onto Cypress Avenue. And Cypress Avenue for Vanaracs, for van spotters, is one of those incredible places, really. We'll just pull over.
It's got its own church too. It's a pretty tree-lined avenue on a slight hill.
Well, it's to me, it's a Parisian boulevard in the middle of East Belfast. I spent some time looking at various eras of planning maps and all the rest of it, and I think around the late 1800s, the trees were planted before there were any houses here. But you can see, for someone who grew up in a fairly cramped area, to walk around the corner and to walk up this avenue, I think he's quoted in some interviews saying it gave me a chance to think. And we're also quite close to where C.S. Lewis dreamed up Narnia, which is another kind of magical kind of avenue in a sense. So the song Cypress Avenue featured on the Astro Weeks album, this great dreamscape from recorded in 1968. And, you know, the Beatles gave us Strawberry Fields and they gave us Penny Lane, and they created extraordinary art out of places connected to their childhood. And Ray Davies from the Kinks gave us Waterloo Sunset, and Van Morrison gifted us with this track, Cypress Avenue, which is all about the rapture and about having visions. William Blake apparently saw angels in the streets of Shoreditch, and I think Van Morrison got some kind of a mystical experience, some kind of epiphany around Cypress Avenue, and he keeps returning to it in different tracks. There's a track called The Healing Has Begun, where he talks about walking up the avenue. He mentions the Mystic Avenue and She Gives Me Religion. There's a track called Row Row Rosie about a girl who lives on the Avenue of Trees. So it's thematic riff in his art. He keeps coming back to this place where the magic happens.